It's 1:15 here on Giant 90.9. That can only mean one thing.
Hello and welcome. A little bit of technical difficulties there. I accidentally played last year's intro.
It's fine.
Live radio.
It's early. It is not 1:15, but it is 7:50. Still early, man.
Yeah, still very early. But you are listening to the Sports Spotlight, episode 3 of the season. First episode without the intro. Forgot to do that, like I said, but it's okay. So I'm here. I'm Owen Pulley alongside Lucas McKee and Maxwell Gilly here on Indy's Giant 90.9. Gentlemen, how are you doing this morning?
Amazing, amazing.
I am doing great this morning.
That's always good to hear. So we're going to get right into it. We're going to talk about some NFL news, possibly a little bit about the Pacers schedule, and a little bit about the Indianapolis Indians. Ooh. So that and more coming up. So we're going to talk about the NFL schedule. We did a little bit of a season predictor this year. We're going to go through that. And Lucas kind of did it. Max and I got a little cut short with some football-related stuff for Ben Davis High School. By the way, check out that game tomorrow. Max and I will be on that. Ben Davis takes on Brownsburg at 7 p.m. Live coverage starts at 6:45. And if you want to listen to Inside Ben Davis Football, that was recorded on Tuesday, that will be playing starting at 6:15. So tune in there, right here, Indy's Giant 90.9 tomorrow. So Lucas, you have a little bit of season predictions. We're going to kind of go off of you and just go from there.
What do you want me to start with? Are we starting with week one predictions?
Or? No. Just kind of give me every team and just tell me like what you have them as your record.
Okay.
Just gonna do that.
So the records.
Does it show you the records?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
This is a new website. We're just kind of figuring this out.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I'm trying to do that. It worked yesterday.
All right,
it's not
okay.
Really working right now.
I got it.
All right, you got it?
So, I did. I feel like my AFC side is more reasonable than my NFC side. So number one seed, the Bills, 16-0.
You have them 16-0.
Yeah, they are. I don't see them losing.
Did they only have you 16 weeks in?
It was 18, but pretty much. So I guess 17-0.
Yeah.
It says 16-0 though. So and then Chargers 15-2. Colts 15-2, Bengals 15-2, Ravens 13-4, Broncos 13-4, Raiders 11-5, Chiefs 11-6, Dolphins 9-8, Steelers 7-10, Patriots 6-10, Titans 5-12, Jets 4-13, Browns 3-14, Texans 3-14, and Jags 1-16.
Wow, you have a interesting AFC.
Yeah, it's. Now to the NFC. NFC Bucks 14-3, and this is why, like, when you look at the Eagles schedule, this is why I also have them as a sleeper team. I have them as 13-4, number two seed above the Rams, 12-5, Packers 12-5, Lions 10-6. I think the Lions really improve. I don't think they're actually going to win that many games, but this is just me hurry up and clicking through the NFC side of things. Vikings 9-8, Cardinals 8-8, Cowboys 8-9, Saints 7-10, Falcons 7-10, 49ers 6-10, Giants 4-13, Commanders 4-13, Bears 3-14, Panthers 3-14, and Seahawks 2-15.
So you have some pretty extremes in your league this year.
Yeah.
Either doing really well or not well at all.
I like my AFC side of things more than anything. But the Bills definitely could lose a couple games. But they are just such a great team with all their ads. And then, But I do think they definitely, 100%, without a doubt, I don't think anybody should have a doubt that they can't go 16-0. But I do think that they do probably lose a game or two here or there. But
that's just the NFL. Like, you're bound to lose some games to, like,
unless
the Jets.
You're the Dolphins, you know. The Dolphins. And when was that year? They went 17-0 because they won the Super Bowl as well.
Yeah, they went. It was the 72 Dolphins.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's crazy that winning the Super Bowl and going undefeated was 17-0, and now you have to do that in the regular season to even go undefeated in the regular season, which is crazy.
Just shows how different the NFL has gone in about 50 seasons.
Yeah, yeah.
I think this year marks 50 years.
Yeah.
So
it's crazy. That'll be a good celebration for the Dolphins, who I know people in Miami are excited about their Dolphins team as being a better team. I'm not going to call them contenders.
Yeah, I'll say that as well. They're definitely better with Tyreek, and it seems like Tua's been improving. Their defense looks like it might be improving as well, but they're definitely not. I wouldn't say definitely, but I don't think they're contenders just yet.
It just takes time. They'll just be happy, I think, with a better than 500 season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that that they're going to be a team that will finish probably about 9-8, maybe 10-7.
Maybe.
And have a good overall season, but definitely not contenders for Super Bowl as of right now. Maybe give it a couple, probably 3 or 4 years, and they could be contending for that title. We'll just have to see. But yeah, they're just one of those teams. Now I think they'll probably finish second, maybe third in the AFC East. Just depends on what the Bills and Patriots do.
I think
the Jets could go 17-0.
Yeah, I think Patriots take last in their division.
You think so this year?
Yeah.
See, I think they're going to be decent this year. I mean, they have Mac Jones running the offense. I think they have a chance to be pretty good.
If the Jets, obviously, just are the Jets still, which could be true. The Jets still could be the Jets this year, which is every year. So, I mean, I'll give the Patriots third, and then Dolphins second, but Bills undoubtedly first.
I got to agree with you there. This is not the Patriots team of old, so they're not going to be up. Buffalo has just surpassed that division, and once again, Miami will most likely be number two.
Yeah, there's some divisions where there's, like, one good team, or there's divisions where every team is great. Or divisions where just two teams are good. Like, AFC West, everybody already knows, talks about them. AFC West is just absolutely stacked. And then when you look at the NFC West, you got pretty much just the Rams. I mean, the Cardinals, they're there, but... They gave away some of their pieces. They have a player that's suspended, one of their top players, D-Hop, suspended for 9 games. So, I think, there's a lot of teams that's going to be blowing out their division, and there's a lot of teams that's going to be really, really in competition with their division, as well as competition outside of the division. It's not going to be an easy year for them. So, I think it is going to be a fun season, though.
Yeah, by the way, you were listening to the Sports Spotlight on WBDG Indianapolis. Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety. And we do have some news going on in the Indianapolis Colts world. Andrew Ogletree, Colts rookie, unfortunately tears his ACL in practice. Obviously out for the year. Probably was going to be a practice squad guy, but still, never want to see your guys go down with season-ending injuries.
I think he could have been a starter. He was doing great, actually. Whenever I was at camp, he was catching everything whenever...
Over Mo Ali Cox, though?
I think it's going to be Jelani Woods, and he would have been a receiving tight end, and Mo would have been a blocking tight end. So, yes, he would have. I do still think Andrew Ogletree, by the way, thank you for signing my football, but I think he would have been a starter. He's going to bounce back better next year, obviously. I hope so. Praying for a speedy recovery, but... Not something you like to see, especially with your own team or anybody in the league, but it hurts more when it comes from your own team.
Yeah, especially being – luckily, it wasn't like he's a veteran that could have possibly ended. I mean, he's a rookie. He's 24 years old.
Yeah, he still got some time. He can still build, learn from mistakes. It's sad that his first year he's not going to be able to play. That's just what
is upsetting. It just sucks, but – hopefully he'll have a speedy recovery and come back stronger than ever.
Absolutely.
So I think that's going to cover it for our NFL news today. We're going to go to a quick break here and come back with a little bit of Pacers here in the Sports Spotlight in News Gen 8.9.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimic, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council. One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we provide more than $150 billion each year in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hello and welcome back to the Sports Spotlight. My name is Owen Foley alongside Maxwell Gilley and Lucas McKee. We're back here in our second half, or second segment of the show. We're going to be talking about the Indianapolis Pacers. The Indiana Pacers had their 2022-23 schedule released.
Yep.
So we're going to run through that very, I don't want to say quickly, but we're going to run through that, give you guys the details. Only Max told me as of right now, only one ESPN game this year so far.
Yeah, the only ESPN game, Friday, October 28th, that's at 7:30 against the Wizards in Washington. Disappointed that we won't be having any in Indy just yet. There are a couple NBA TV games, but those ones don't really count as much because they just usually use the Bally Sports feed and put it there. But I understand why they're going to do this. Again, the Pacers last year, we're in the rebuild mode, so no one's going to be chomping at the bit for Indiana Pacers basketball nationally. But hopefully, as we get into the 2023 portion of the year, they will start to update the TV schedule a little bit, as the Pacers will hopefully be contenders by then.
We can only hope, man.
Exactly. So let's just get right into it. They start the season on October 19th at home against Washington.
Mm-hmm. Three straight home games, by the way, which is huge to start with. Give them a little bit of confidence if they win those three games, of course.
Doesn't they go five straight away?
Yeah, which is, that's what I'm saying. Give them a little bit of that confidence for when they're home, when they're away. They get the three little wins, maybe even just two. Get your confidence going. Get your hot streak started at home as well. You feel great. Your season's just started. You're feeling like... So I think that's a great way to start, but however, it's not going to end the way it's going to start. So unless it starts the way it's going to end, which could be true, but let's just hope not. Only a few games I'll probably check in with this team, to be honest.
So the big thing with the five-game away streak, they have to go to Philly, to Chicago. Chicago was a team that may be good. They have a little bit of talent there. I'm not going to call them NBA champions or even playoff contenders, but it's not like they're the Bulls of the last few years. Philly.
I mean, people thought they were going to be really good last year, and then they just kind of
they were okay.
But I mean, I thought so too. I thought they were going to be really good, and then they didn't really surprise anybody. They were just kind of like playing.
I didn't think the Chicago was going to be great, but I did think that. Lonzo Ball was going to have a big step. And he got injured towards the end of the season, which really set him back. But he's saying that he should be ready for the start of the season, which should be good for that team.
Looking further ahead, they have two away games in a row in Brooklyn. Just dysfunctional. Brooklyn's a talented team, but who knows what they're going to look like
by this point. They barely made the playoffs
last year. They barely made the playoffs. It doesn't look like it right now. It doesn't look like Kyrie will be playing or KD for that team.
Yeah, and obviously James Harden in Philadelphia now.
Yeah, so, I mean, exactly what Max said. Who knows what that team could look like, what that outcome could be.
I mean, who's their best player right now, Ben Simmons?
Yeah. Didn't they just get Ben Simmons as well?
That was in that trade for Harden.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, and now Ben Simmons, I think Ben Simmons went there for Kyrie and KD, and now they're like just up and gone. KD just seems to always stir the pot, though, when it comes to free agency.
Like we said,
free agency,
he always
trades. I mean, if he's not a free agent, he's looking for a trade.
Yeah, he just
always wants to be in the news every single
exactly.
day.
Exactly. No matter what he's doing.
After Brooklyn, they have to take on the Heat. Those games are always fun between the Heat and the Pacers. Then they got Pelicans, Nuggets. Nuggets are talented. Looking further ahead, they will host the Brooklyn Nets on November 25th. Then they have to go to L.A. for 2 day games in a row against the Clippers, then the Lakers. So that won't be a fun L.A. road trip. And, oh, boy, they got a long road trip ahead.
Who knows?
Doing quick math. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
they
six,
have their West
seven.
Coast.
Yeah, the West Coast one in December. Seven yeah. games in the West
Man,
Coast.
Man, they are traveling this year.
The West Coast always seems to be the toughest part. I mean, obviously, it always is for every team, really, the West Coast trip when you're playing. I mean, because you're going.
Because yeah, you got Golden State, Arizona. I mean, you got good teams over there at the West.
Yeah, you're going 2 weeks in a row essentially playing the Lakers, the Clippers, the Warriors, yeah. The Suns, the Trailblazers, all those guys. You're playing them in a two-week span, and then you're going back home and playing some home games against some lesser teams, but still teams that are. I mean, you play 2 weeks
in a
row.
Still teams that are good after hard-fought games like those that you have to go against, so.
Right. They have their West Coast trip, come back to play the Timberwolves, and then they play the Wizards, and then the Nets, and then the Heat, and then they host the Warriors. So the Pacers this year have a lot of trips. Like, I know basketball, you play a bunch at home and a bunch away. But they're playing like 5 in a row, 6 in a row at away, and then they're playing like 5 in a row, 6 in a row at home.
Yeah.
And then they're switching out and going everywhere.
I wish they'd balanced it a little better, but oh well, I'm not in charge of scheduling, obviously.
Right.
If it was me, I'd just do home away, or just two
if
home.
If it was me, I'd do
day,
home, home, away. every game, home game.
That's true.
How would that happen? How would that even work?
I don't know.
Then how would the other teams travel to
what
the away games?
What if we get another Indiana team? So then we can be like
LA. We could just
LA.
Play Indiana, yeah. We have like 4 different basketball teams, 7 different football teams, which is exactly, we're just going to turn into a new LA.
Yeah. If only we had the money of LA.
Or the population. No, I don't. I'm not. We don't need the population.
We don't need that.
We don't need
people.
The traffic or anything.
We
can
don't
stay,
need that many people
we
here.
We can stay in the middle of the country, like right smack dab in the middle of this world. We can just chill here.
The crossroads of America.
Yeah, boring state, but it's home, I guess.
I guess.
Nothing to do,
I mean,
besides
the Colts.
We have the Colts, and there's nothing else to do besides go to Walmart and play in cornfields, so.
I've actually never played in a cornfield.
Okay, well, your life, you didn't grow up here, did you?
I grew up right here.
Then
I've been in Wayne Township my whole life.
I used to run in cornfields, but
Decatur.
I never went to Avon. I was in
Decatur. Oh, that's right, Decatur.
I used to get chased by people on their tractors because I was running through their cornfield. It was fun.
Max probably did nothing but...
Surprisingly,
Monrovia.
And I know everyone always thinks, oh, Monrovia cornfields. No, surprisingly, I was never the kid running in the cornfields.
You were a kid tending to the cornfields.
No, I was in the, like, one area where we didn't have cornfields. There used to be back in the day, but they built houses on where the cornfield was behind us. So.
It was always a gamble, though.
Yeah.
Because running in cornfields when the corn's ready to be, like, what's the word?
Picked.
Harvested?
Harvested. Yeah. Shucked.
Something like that. I don't know.
Shucked.
Whenever the ears are grown, right? Whenever the ears are listening, it's kind of scary because I just see, like, some moving. I'm not sure if it's a wind or a tractor coming my way. So it's always a gamble going into cornfields, but it's fun.
Yeah, I always have fun with this.
I don't know how he got onto cornfields in this, but
Indiana,
the Pacers, because Indiana.
Speaking of the Pacers, I kind of want to see like their city connectors, or not city connect. That's MLB, but what is it called? Is it just the city uniforms? Which like the really nice ones. I like how they
I didn't even know if they were getting new uniforms or not.
They do every year. Nike, they have new uniforms.
Well, not new. Like, it's like
the fancy.
It's
designs.
Like tampered with a little bit.
They have
it's the same, but like tampered with a little
they
bit.
They keep
it's
the
like the Colts.
Away.
The Colts just they don't really change their the design. They just change the font. That's
right.
All they do.
They
so it's not. It's like they tamper with it.
I mean, they had a couple and throwback inspired ones these last few
they
years.
They keep the association and the statement. I believe is what no.
Isn't it?
Yeah. They have like weird names for them. They don't call them like home and away. They have like association.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird.
Statement icon. And, like, city, which I like the city because did you just blow the lifesaver hole through the air.
I was chewing on it, and then I laughed. But
yeah, so the Pacers uniforms, I like when they have, like, the city uniform. It's, like, has to do with the Motor Speedway.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. I like that.
So I'm guessing they're probably going to try and do a throwback again. Which one is left for them to even try and do?
I don't know. I like the they need to go back to the PG-13 Lance Stephenson days with those Pacers jerseys. I like those. The yellow ones.
That PG area was...
Dunking over Birdman, yeah, 360 jerseys. Dunks. Those were the days of a Pacers fan.
Those, like, what kind of yellow even is that? It was like a brightest yellow, but at the same time, it kind of looked dark.
It was like a mustard yellow, yeah, but brighter than mustard. Exactly.
They just called it gold, I think.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what they were going for, but it wasn't gold.
Yeah. Blue collar gold swagger.
Yeah.
I always thought, funny story about that, I always thought that blue collar gold swagger was the jersey was like the, always thought like the gold swagger meant like the gold jersey, but I didn't know what blue collar and white collar meant. Like, blue collar obviously is like a working job.
Yeah.
So blue collar being Indianapolis is a blue collar city, you could say about that with like the industrial and stuff like that. But I thought that blue collar meant like they had blue collars on their jersey. I always thought that's what that meant.
I just thought it was the color of their jersey, and that's why it was blue collar.
I didn't know. But now it makes a lot of sense. Blue collar gold swagger. I like that. What was there? Gold don't quit. 24K gold. Like that, or 24K grit. I like that one. My favorite was probably blue collar gold swagger, though. I like that one.
I used to wear a t-shirt that had that. The Pacers mascot gave it to me.
Boomer?
Yeah.
I like Boomer. I missed that one, the one dog that they had. I forgot his name. They had like a dog mascot.
I don't know his name either. Who is it? One of the basketball teams have a dog as their mascot, like an actual dog as their mascot, and it's hilarious because it's like a little bulldog. But like,
college?
I think it's
because Butler has a bulldog.
College, yeah, it's college.
Yeah, Butler.
Yeah, Butler has Blue the fourth.
Yeah, then Georgia has their one too.
Uga.
I was thinking of Georgia for some reason, but I knew it wasn't Georgia because I was thinking in the color blue in my head for some reason.
I like Uga because it's the name is Uga, but it's UGA, University of Georgia, and then is the A for Athens or just Georgia?
I would assume so. I think it's University of Georgia, Athens.
Okay. I didn't know if it was like G, because GA is University like the State of Association.
Georgia Athletic People.
Per sources, the old mascot, this is just, it's Bowser. You remember the dog?
Bowser.
The dog. We did a little research on here.
I don't know if you guys remember it, but the little robot dogs that you came out when I was like, whenever we were like 6 years old.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like the little black and white robot dogs that you could control or whatever. I named mine.
You named yours? I never had one.
I named mine after.
So how do we get onto robot dogs out of this?
Talking about the mascot.
I just looked at Bowser. Why in the world did we make this our mascot?
I want to look him up. I saw his name.
I named mine Bowser.
I want to look him up.
Oh my goodness, that is a terrifying.
Scary.
Okay, if you guys have a chance, please look up the old,
Bowser dog.
Bowser.
And then
the
look
old
at, like,
Bowser mascot for Pacers. It is the most terrifying thing that you've ever seen.
It has a yellow, like, mouth, blue nose. It's a gray dog with giant blue ears. It has, like, a weird yellow poof on top with
his nice pupils picture. Look very dilated, man. This mascot is...
It doesn't blink. It just stares at you.
This mascot's going through some things, and a lot of them, if that. Oh, my goodness. That mascot is terrifying. That's why they didn't bring that bad. They didn't bring that mascot to schools. Kids would have been crying. they were like, you know what? We got to change our mascot. They went with a more simpler, cuter little... Like, if you do a little... Yeah, exactly. That side by side. That picture that you have that you just pulled up.
That's Boomer. That's Boomer. That's
exactly,
the current mascot.
Exactly. You can't tell me that it's not
so
much better.
So what happened was is that, like, Boomer and Bowser were two mascots, and Boomer would come down from the rafters on, like, this... I vividly remember him coming down on the rafters with, like, this, like... He had, like, this string... He had a harness,
okay,
and, like,
yeah, probably it's attached to him.
Yeah, but he, like, jumped down from the thing, and he was like, hold on to, like, a big sign that said, like, Indiana Pacers on it, and he jumped down from the rafters,
and he never.
And then, like, Bowser would come out of his house, like the dog house or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And then it's like, number 13, Paul George. And then, like, everybody would go crazy. And then Boomer would start running around. And Bowser was nightmare fuel. And then the flames would go up. It was crazy. But,
yeah, but that's still a terrifying mascot. Yeah.
But, yeah, that was odd that we got to that. But I think that's really going to do it for our Pacers news. I mean, we stuck with Pacers the whole time. Pacers news there.
At least, yeah, that's true. But
the Pacers franchise went down when Bowser went down.
Man, there yeah, that's, we go. That's true. That's true. Where did the franchise go after Bowser left?
So, but that means somewhere in the world that there is a random head of Bowser existing.
They sold merch. They had, like, little stuffed animals, too. No. So some child is bound to have it. Yeah. Just terrifyingly.
Well, I don't think they're a child anymore.
Well, not anymore.
Some 25-year-old.
Yeah, there's some 25-year-old with a creepy dog mascot sitting next to
from
their
10 years
stand.
Ago.
Oh, man. They were like, tell their kids, when I was 14, we had this very scary mascot. Here's the merch I got for them. They're going to give it away. Yeah, that's a glad we, the Pacers, decided on changing the mascot because...
I mean, they didn't change it. They just got rid of him because they had Boomer.
Did they, like, do anything, like, to let it go, or was it just one day he's there and next day he didn't show up?
I think he finished the season. They're like, yeah, we're not doing Bowser anymore.
Yeah, he was like, but how do they think that conversation goes? Like, it's not the worker that it's not the worker's fault. It's the mascot.
Was it probably like an owner who had a dog and that's why they chose it? Because I'm trying to figure out why in the world we had a dog to begin with, because we were Pacers.
They had the cat. I don't know where they got Boomer from for the cats, but like I think since, oh, we have a cat, we should have a dog.
I guess so.
But yeah. But I think that's really going to do it for Pacers news. We're going to go to a quick break here and come back with a little bit of Indianapolis Indians news celebrating a big milestone at Victory Field. So you're listening to Sports Spotlight.
Her words weren't written under peaceful shade, but under fear for her life.
Everyone has inside a piece of good news.
For two agonizing years, she worried about being caught by the Nazis.
The good news is that you don't know how great you can be.
Though her story ended early, her words live on.
I don't think of all the misery, but of the beauty that still remains.
With her positive outlook, Anne Frank continues to fill us with hope. Hope. Pass it on from PassItOn.com.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hello and welcome back to the Sports Spotlight. I'm Owen Pulley alongside Maxwell Gilley and Lucas McKee. Oh, here on Indy's Giant 90.9 on the Sports Spotlight. We're going to come into our last segment and then we're going to end off the show real quick. So speaking of mascots getting changed and everything, if you are just now listening to us now, we're talking about how nightmare fuel Bowser was with the Pacers. So we're going to get into that. But the Indianapolis Indians, which Max brought it up off air, the Indianapolis Indians changed their mascot Rowdy last season, and he looks a little different now. But that's not the Indianapolis Indians news we're going to get into today. But that was just a little segment,
a little
pet peeve. Yeah, I didn't like it. He looks very unrealistic now. He doesn't really look like a bear anymore.
He can't give you his hat anymore. He used to be able to take it off because he stole my hat and gave me his hat.
The giant, size 47 million.
Because of that big mascot head.
It's little things like that that they can't do anymore. Yeah.
And like the stuff, baseball nose looks different now.
Yeah, because he doesn't even have a baseball nose, I think. I think it's just a yellow thing.
But, wow.
That's beyond the point. The point is they had the big news with win at number 1,000 at Victory Field yesterday. So they've been counting down for that all season long, and congratulations. They got a 10-5 victory over the Iowa Cubs on Wednesday afternoon to get the organization's 1,000th all-time win at Victory Field. On the season, they are 55-56, so they are close to 500, but probably not contenders when it comes to the minor league playoffs. But still, win number
1,000.
Congratulations to the Indianapolis Indians.
Still not contenders when it comes to woo.
Yeah, that's not what I meant to do.
Yeah, it was a little.
That's not
little,
what I meant to do.
A little delay.
It was.
It's all right.
They're not making it. Let's go.
They got a 6-game series against the Iowa Cubs this week, and they have game 3 coming up today. And they would love to get wins number 1,001 tonight. And I know you said you're going to be going to a game too, Lucas.
Yep, this Saturday I'll be there, 4 p.m.
I've been to a couple games this year. I think I've been to 2. Yeah, I've been to 2. I'm trying to go back to another one this season before the season.
You can come this Saturday with me.
This Saturday?
Yeah.
You got to go like next week.
We can eat a hot dog together.
You got to go next week when they have like Joey Chestnut doing
it. Yeah, right? So I'll eat a hot dog with Joey Chestnut.
2 days ago, Joey Chestnut was at the game, and they were seeking their 1,000th win. So it would have been cool because like Joey Chestnut was there signing autographs. There was like $1 concessions, and the Indians had like 999 wins. It was perfect to like set it up for the win, and they lost.
Oh, that's point.
By one.
But how about the 1,001 win on Saturday?
Everybody forgets about that win. Well,
so we're just going to hope that you want them just to lose today
and
tomorrow?
Yeah. Pretty much. That's my... Because, I mean, I want to be at the game where they break 1,000. They're going to lose 2 games in a row.
Yeah.
Wait, maybe I want to be at the game where they break 500.
Yeah, where they go. So you want them to win 1 game,
yeah,
and then go above 500. And then
I want so
lose
like,
win,
like either either
so
winner,
if they win today, they'll be at 500,
and then lose
if they
tomorrow.
Lose tomorrow, yeah,
and then win Saturday, and then be at 500 again.
Something like that.
1,002 wins.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yep, that'd be
go
great. Great.
1,000th
done deal.
Win.
You heard it here first. That's exactly how it's gonna go.
All right.
They are what are they losing tonight or winning tonight?
They're winning tonight.
They're winning
losing
tonight,
tomorrow.
Losing Friday.
And winning Saturday.
All right.
Are you excited to be part of Nickelodeon Weekend there?
Nickelodeon Weekend. You're SpongeBob fit.
Yeah, dude, I'm gonna get slime.
they got the Baby Shark show there.
No way.
That's their mascot.
That's why I'm going.
Apparently, that's an actual show. You need get pictures for us.
I will
there.
Take multiple videos, and I will even be. I will make a video of me dancing to Baby Shark.
Jump on the field. No.
Start streaking.
We don't endure.
We don't encourage
that. WBDG did not tell you to do that.
You heard
the
it.
The views expressed on WBDG are not necessarily the views of the Embassy of Wayne Township.
Exactly.
We are not responsible for anything, any repercussions that come with streaming.
Batteries not included.
All right. Well, that's really going to do it for our show today. Good show today. Talked about
fun
some
one.
NFL, some Pacers news, and
some jokes
Bowser.
In there.
Some jokes along the way.
Some Bowser. Like Bowser. Mascots.
That's going to be an inside joke on this show now, and I hate
it. Yeah.
Bowser.
All
right. Well, thank you for listening one more time. Sports Spotlight. My name is Owen Pulley, alongside Maxwell McGee and Lucas McKee. You guys have very similar names. Maxwell McGee, or
Gilly.
Did I call you Maxwell
McGee? You almost called me something similar to McGee.
Maxwell Gilly and Lucas McKee. I'm sorry about that.
Bowser.
This is Sports Spotlight.
Come on, Bowser.
Bowser, everybody.